Yerushalmi Tainus Daf Zayin. The Mishnah continues that when it comes to a Tainus Tzibur, so we have to fast during the day, but the Inuyim Amoter, we discussed the idea of Rechitza. Now the Gemara is discussing the Indian of Sikha. You got to go ahead and anoint yourself. So the Gemara wants to discuss, where is there an Isser? Why is there a difference between eating and between Sikha? Why one would be mutter, well, yes, why isn't both of them, if they're prohibited, achilas prohibited, why wouldn't this be prohibited as well? So the Gemara discusses the Padatam, and then the Braisa. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, ben Tzikah Shal Tanig, ben Tzikah Shal Tanig, mutter. You allow to anoint yourself for Shabbos, both for pleasure and for not for pleasure. It's mutter, it's permitted, it's mutter. That the be doing it on Shabbos for the purpose, says the Kabbalah Eidah, to explain, shall time be Shabbos, all sikhas muteris. You're allowed to go ahead and anoint yourself with oil, as long as not mukhacha milza lefuah kavod, says the Kabbalah Eidah. As long as it's not clear that you're doing it for the sake of refuah. The ben shikha shall tainuk, whether you have chatatim berosho, whether you're doing it because you have something in your head, in your chatutim berosho, you want to go put something on your head, you don't feel well. But it's not a refuah dikah thing, it's just to make you more comfortable. So that's a tainish, well, not that it's mutter, it's permitted. It is permitted to the, and when I said that, even, you know, you're doing it to have scabs in your head, things that bother you, so you as a dover refuah, for drabbanon allowed you to do this. It's not a real deraisa, it's drabbanon. So if anything that caused you discomfort, you're allowed to go do that on Shabbos. B'Yom Kippurim, B'Tzikasha Mutani, B'Tzikamutu Asr. No matter, all Sikha is Asr on Yom Kippur, whether it's for pleasure or not for pleasure, even for any purpose, for any reason at all, that the is Asr because we don't like it, even if it's not for Tani, even if it's something as your head is bothering you, you have things scratching, scabs in your head. You're not allowed to do that either for any purpose at all. It's Asr. Now, what about Tainit Seber? Tishba Tainit Seber, Tainit Zinu, Zikash al Tainit Aser, Shainu Tainit Mutter. For Tainit, for enjoyable, that you can't do, they're up on an Aser that. But on other days, we allow you, for Tainit, you can't, that we don't allow you to do, but for other reasons that you could do, for discomfort reasons, etc., that we allow you to do that. On Tainus and on those days you're allowed to do that, but Tainus Siva says the carbon says the Pnei Moshe to explain. The Yeshua goes with all the Gshamim. We don't ask Enu Shel Tainug. That we don't allow you. It's only to Rabbanon, and it's only a Smach to Baalma we bring down, and therefore we allow Mekel, Betishabav, and Shachvus Shel Shabbat. We allow you to do that. So the Gemara says Yeshenu Tainug Mutter. That's the Nafkamina between the Brayse. It tells us. So therefore, we know that on Tisha B'Av and on regular Tainug, you can't even drink. That's for Enu Tainug, Tainug, or Enu Shel Tainug. But for Sikha, we allow you to do that. So it's a difference, you see. We allow you to do that where it's Enu Shel Tainug we allow. How could you do that? We had another Brysa that says Sikha is the same thing as drinking. So you see that should be the same. So it should be us or Ben Shel Tainug, Shainug. Why do we allow you to do that? Why would you allow you to do that? And yet, why should it be considered mutter then? It should be considered just like drinking is aser. Ben shel tainik, ben shel tainik should be aser sikha as well. Why do we allow sikha shein shel tainik? So the Gemara says, "Lizo tashlumin avol lanish." No, it means that they're equal. Lagabe the din lizo tashlumin. Lagabe iser and tashlumin compensation avol lanish, but not lagabe punishment. Lagabe punishment, there are different halachas. Lagabe onshin, we don't say the same thing applies, says the Kabbalah Eidah. Lagabe isa, maisa shenu truma, it's aser. U tashlumim, mzach sar b'truma, if a person was zach, and was a zar, was zach b'truma, with shemen shal truma, you have to pay the chaymesh, you have to do it. Like you kilushasa, and you drank it. But la'inish, l'malakus l'karis, doesn't, if that doesn't apply, it's not the same thing. Yom Kippur, it's equal to l'gabi din of Yisr, but not l'gabi yonish. L'gabi yonish and Yom Kippur is a very severe Yisr, that's a very severe Yisr karis, and that here doesn't apply. Beit Gemara, I say a halacha about tumin in a brisa. We looked in a brisa. Zichalu. Well, you're not allowed to go desecrate, which means you're not allowed to go ahead and separate the rabbi sakim from shashoyse. You can't go ahead, and a czar can't be suck himself, anoint himself with oil of truma, or you drank a shtiyushal truma. It's going to be usher. There's a yisrael Torah to do that. So you see, do receive a punishment. If you do that, you're going to get malchus. You're going to get the same yisrael Torah. So when we're going to less make on sak, it doesn't say the word sak, doesn't say the word anointing. It should not be in the brisa. It's a mistake. It shouldn't be in the brisa. Don't tell my what? What's pshat? I'm Rav Ahu. I can't lo suck. Doesn't say lo suck. Let's can't shoyk it. It doesn't appear over here. Shoyk. It only talks about the idea of shtia. Talking about the idea of drinking. Doesn't talk about the din of sikha. Doesn't have that. Drinks it talks about. Doesn't appear there. L'chein. Therefore, tell you that Yisrael is not the gabi the same by drinking. Dovashur makba makmashtein lavin mitzdarf. Something that comes, that's an Yisrael that comes on two separate lavin. That is a mistarf Yisrael now. So you have a Yisrael of shtia, Yisrael of sach, of anointing, is a separate Yisrael lav. So if you want to go two together, both of them together, halacha applies both. You're over have Yisrael. There's over shemach with shnei lav, and mistarf together to be one Yisrael. So the question is, why should it be different? The chara out of miyashin. Why should it be different over here? By Tain, it says shtia and sicha. Should be different over there. It's not different over there. The gabi Yisrael. But the gabi lavin, it is a shemach mistarf together to be usher. Why is it different? But the Gemara doesn't answer the shayla. Though it doesn't answer whether this halacha is considered taka usher, deraisa, derabanan. And you won't get it in Malkus, Oinish, you don't get. But it's Machlok is whether what the exact inner Oyser, the Indian of the Oinish is, if you would sock yourself Petruma, what the halacha would be. So the Gemara comes out. That halacha is, and drinking is Aser, yet Sikha doesn't make Kamas. Is that the same thing? Doesn't apply? He wants to know, how do you know? How do you know the halacha is? You know it yourself. Outside Yerushalayim with oil of Ma'aser She'eni, how do you know you're over Nisalav? You're over Nisalav, you're Mevatla Nasei? How do you know the Ruh Mevatla Nasei? Where do you get it from? There's a Mashem HaSan, there's a Mashem HaSan. The Torah says, not giving any of the halacha of the dead. Man Adam Kam, what are we telling us? The person goes ahead, he didn't use Ma'aser She'eni money to buy an Aron or buy a Tachrikan for a mace. It's something that's also for a chai. But the chai you also. The kosh kane surely should be a for mace. If you also the binena for a chai, then the buy for a mace. Tachrikan or an aron was surely considered shabbat. The kosh kane should be considered also. So what did you have to tell you aloka is that you didn't use Ma'aser She'eni for a dead person, it's also, but it's also for sure it's also, it should be. It's also for a chai, surely also for a mace. Is davar shemutal lechai? What is the thing? As mutal for a chai? Also lemeis. Have you that sicha? This is sicha, which means the tellers halacha is Torah says it's aser. Halacha is you can't go ahead. It's aser to anoint yourself, anoint the mace with ma'aser she'eni oil. So two ma'aser she'eni oil outside Yerushalayim, you're over Yisrael. I say, and if halacha would be taka to apply, it's mutal lechai. But for a mace, that would be considered aser, and you'd be over the Yisrael lav. That would apply over there. So we see there's an afkamina of shtia and sicha. Okay, lagabe, even lagabe dinisar. What about Niels Hassan? What about putting on shoes? So Yom Kippur, Tishbrav is Asr, but Antinus is Mutter. So the Gemara said, "Time to learn about Kachalam." I was going to say, "I'm going to say these are sandal." Gemara said, "Yes, old Derek. If it goes out on the road, you're allowed to wear. No, you're allowed to wear shoes. A year like rock. When you get to the city, you have to take hold, take them off. Hold them off. Same thing in Novel. Same thing in Menuda. The person Novel not allowed to walk with shoes. You're walking in the road. You're walking in the street. You have to wear shoes. You're going to step on something. You have to wear it. But when you get into a house, you get into Derek. When you go back into the house, then you have to go a year like rock. You have to go ahead and put them back on." Take off the shoes and chayin avil, same thing with avil chayin menuta, same thing a person is in the chayrim, same as also to wear shoes. Again, you're allowed to go in the derek, but when you come to the town, you have to go remove them. So the Gemara by the way, and Brisa, Yotzi Ampali, what kind of shoes are we talking about? Yotzi Ampali Yom Kippurim, I go out with socks on Yom Kippurim. I go out with socks that are Yom Kippurim that you can do. That's a derek. In the time of the we have a Brisa that says you can't go out. The different sheet that holds you can't go out Yom Kippurim. So how do you recognize two statements? One is like, Amar Yosef and Yama Yosef. One says you can't go out. My feel shall blow. To my feel shall beg. I made a beg out of a bag. I mind the Yama and you can't go out. That feel shall. Oh, that's talking about your leather. Leather is usher, so it's not a stira. It took my two separate cases. And I'm paya shalor a sock made of leather that you can't go out, but you're not to go out. But you're allowed to go out. So to Gemara and Laka When he went out to visit Rav Yeshua B'Levi on the night of Yom Kippur, he saw them wearing slippers. Amalei said to him, what is this? You're wearing a lot of slippers. You ought to wear slippers on Yom Kippur? What are you wearing on slippers? You're walking on slippers. Who said you can wear Yom Kippur slippers? Amalei, somebody says, Istinus, I'm an Istinus. You're right, you can't wear it, because it's also to wear them even on Yom Kippur. However, I'm not wearing a Litainik, I'm an Istinus, and I wear it's very delicate for me to walk outside barefoot. So that's why I have to wear it. Lola Tainik would you have. He didn't do it for Tainik, he did it for the Tzorach. Because it's an istis, it's painful to him. That's why we're allowed to do that. And therefore, you're allowed to go in, wear it, and then consider it in the base matters. You might say you wanted to visit him on the night of Yom Kippur. Another couple of little, he found him receiving him wearing slippers. I'm a lay, wife. What are you wearing slippers for? I'm a lay. Simply, you went, I said, wear this eye, because this is I'm an istis. I have to wear these things and be very careful. I can't walk outside. But I didn't have to wear this. It wasn't an istis. I didn't have to wear this thing here outside. I would be able to go be nena. And more, but because I can't, so they only nena with, because when it says only nena, because the serious, delicate nature we're talking about, you got to go out with that in such a way, go out barefoot, you got to go. So, my brother, wish I might come in after the Kabbish, to go out wearing slippers on the night of Yom Kippur. That's what he used to do. He would go out because he was like, he was a delicate nature, and he had to go out, he's an istinus. One of the relatives of the Nasi, he got to wear slippers on Yom Kippur. Because he's very chosher. I'm a lay. I'm a yidlof. And where are you learning such a thing? Where do your paskin such a locha? It's also for everybody, you Jew. Why? It's because you wear, why? Because you're close to the Reish Galusa. Because you wear, you're close to the Nasi, you can do it. When Yom Hashem and Levi said, look, and you're allowed to go do it. Yom Hashem and Levi says, and it's this. So therefore, they were of delicate nature. Delicate nature, you're allowed to go wear slippers. You can't wear, you can't go barefoot. They've allowed you to go wear that. And that's halacha. We're talking about a case where we say a lot of people to go, you only have one leg or two legs, or it's only where it's in the Easter of the, an issue of it's telling you that istinus avi, they're telling you that I passing that's an issue, but now I know it's your the usher makes it usher, and therefore istinus is a heter for you, otherwise it would be considered usher. So the time when Atashi Shamita, so when I say, I mean, to become a chitzama, when the chitzah is usher, that's really logical. If chitzah is usher, surely Atashi Shamita is going to be considered a dover or a heter. You know, to be a chitzah is usher, then something Atashi Shamita should be much more of a dover nana, and surely be considered usher. You have to go into the mikvah, Shahak is allowed to do that, you don't have to do that. So what's the halakha? When I said Tiba, we must be called Tashmish Bezos. We learn from there, Biyasar. Tiba learned halakha, Tiba Shem and Tovah. Place where the Balakar did not Tovah. Oh, call them Shalitz come before they read some Masak and Ezra, the Takanis Ezra. They should be soaked for going to a mikvah. That's when we say Bimotor. So the Gemara, what's this Makalakar? It's going by carrying to a mikvah before he learns, before he davins. Carries only Matash and Amita, nothing else. Therefore, if you have Kashmir Amita, you can't go, you have to separate. You have to, Gemara said that you can't do. You have to ask for Shemitah, you have to separate. However, if Lamai said if there was no carry, then Allah is allowed to go to the Mamak, if you have near Kalom, you saw in the Easter, you're going to be dedicated in a dream. You'll be, Yatzma is still all you have to go ahead. That matters to you. That allows you to go ahead and to make such a shita. But when you look back to my baisha, as long as it comes from any dream about a woman, maybe it was from Taif, I feel direct. Even if it comes from something else, which means, what does it mean, something else? Wasn't it, even if the thing didn't come from a dream, but it was about, you weren't dreaming about Tivet Sneos, if you had a discharge, that alone is considered enough to make it usher. To make it usher, you're about carry. So the Gemara said, you have a thing about a woman, a person dreamt that he was having relations with a woman, so now look at that, consider us, that's what's usher. That's where you have your discharge from. So you over an issue. By the man, we didn't find that. We found it very early. The Gemara said, again, we learned it on Prisa. Yom Kippur Asa, Yom Kippur Asa, V'achilo V'shtiya V'chitza V'sikha. We need us a sandal. All these things are considered. Then law, but a character in the way, but a character can be told by Yom Kippur. But some are looking. Machor is the price now. Argument: Rabbi Shimon Levi said you can't do it on Yom Kippur. He says you can't do it on Yom Kippur. What's the case? Mor says that's one of my cases where it was the difference is you interpret the halacha. We interpret it to be a shayrish. To be allowed to go ahead and do that. Yom Kippur. He got to be tovel. So therefore, we allowed to be to go ahead and tashmish. Because basically, when you're being tovel, but anyway, you've got to be tovel. So the Gemara says the case. Pasul mishiyeshim. My case: a person mishamish has relations that during the day. Shaklon Zvayin. Shaklon wasn't told. He's supposed to be told before that. He made sure that he told if he went to Tyra, he went into Yom Kippur with Usher, to his son, which was Shaklon Tovah. If it's Tovah, it got to be Tovah. It's Tovah Biyana. It says, he's an aloka. We open the chafta. Shoros and Tovah, giving him a thing was going to be for Yom Kippur. I don't know, it's a zup, you might say, you're forgetting the same halakha by Yom Kippur, that person has to make a halakha, so the halakha is the same halakha that he had forgotten, you forgot, I mean, he doesn't forget, it says that it would be applied, it would apply, it should be a primary thing, it wouldn't be a primary thing, it would be doing, it would still be considered, so I go, if forgetting to make a Yom Kippur, and that person, we don't want you to forget that. Therefore, we'll tell you, you'll have to go ahead. Even if it's a carry, you'll have to go ahead and be tovel. So the Gemara discusses this idea about Tashma Shemita on a tainus. So originally, it was about Yitzhak. Noyak, because the Teva Nesul Tamita. No, when the Teva was also didn't read it. My time was the reason. But the Tino, Tevika, we get it. It says the whole part, family, they'll have to die. So if I said die, at the beginning, you might say Tashmish, it would be considered that. We'd say also it only time, but later on it's going to be Matzah Tashmish Amita. Matzah tells you, therefore, no matter if I'm not Teva, I'll tell you if I'll you. Which means when you go ahead and you go out from there, and you and your wife together and your sons together, push the Mahalik of how to go about it, but it's not what you see here. So the Gemara. We are to Allah Khabib bin Saqa. Mar says that the we love Mikhabiab, Mishusayim has been to go pick up the table. Achishmu Baksam has been went into the table. They pursued, they've been sparkled. They didn't do anything they shouldn't be doing. They stayed within their own family. Before the years of the famine came. That if you see that they came with Dafka, they will make sure that they only go in the time they were able to. Yosef himself, Yosef's two children were born in Mitzrayim. His children, return was that was the same idea. He was abstained from it, and if he did it, then it must be telling the truth. Tanya Ramea, when he says, Mishnah says, those who crave, those who want to have children, should go ahead and have relations, even during a time when people at Tzibur. Some of those people want to have Tashmish, they want to have children. So, yeah. Even we're not being proved, we'll just be able to go to have children. We say, I'm going to go. The day that you're tovel, the day that you're actually tovel with your wife. So we see that would be the case. So we say a person would apply to Yom Shetivla, and if it would be, even if it's after the time, it would still be considered something that we're concerned about. That would be us to be mutter for it to be hatashmish in a situation where she was actually tovel on that day. You'll be allowed to do that when the period finishes. She's allowed to go to the mikvah. She finished her counting. She's allowed to do that.